This goes to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M like Mary, O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y, P-A-C, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Cheryl, last name Oberlitner, O-B-E-R-L-I-T-N-E-R, date of birth December 20th, 1953. Dear Miss Morrissey, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Oberlitner with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and history of elevated calcium levels. Her last visit was October 10th, 2023. She has lost 5 pounds over the last 6 months. She relates that to a lot of intrapersonal stress, many deaths, friends, and significant people in their family. And she also was sick with an upper respiratory infection within the last month and was treated with Zithromax. She does feel better now. The coughing, the nasal congestion, all of that is completely resolved, and she feels much better. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema. She does go to the pain clinic in Carson City and receives pain injections about every 6 months. And she does complain of chronic fatigue that is stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. For pain, she's using extra strength Tylenol, 1,000 milligram twice a day, and Tramadol is 50 milligram, one every 8 hours as needed for breakthrough pain. Physical exam. Weight is 166.4 pounds and blood pressure 132 over 72. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 29th, 2024. Creatinine is improved 1.24. Estimated GFR is 47. Calcium 10.49, now in the normal range. Albumin is 4.7, phosphorus 2.9. Her hemoglobin A1C was 6.9, and she states it had been over 7, so she's pleased with that finding. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 12.7 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression of disease. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. And 3, diabetic nephropathy. She's well controlled with metformin 500 milligram twice a day and a hemoglobin A1C of 6.9. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.